Sean Ray and Steve Michael 2024 Summer Pop-Up Podcast, the birthplace of truth, transparency, and anonymity, available for download every Tuesday at 2 a.m. I'm Brandi Peterson, and I would normally be here with my co-host, Penny Shepherd, but unfortunately, she is having some issues with her voice, and as you probably already know, a podcast is very hard to produce when you can't talk. I know she is here with us in spirit and thought and gives us her blessings. Thanks so much for joining us. We really do appreciate you, and we are covering 7 incredible controversial topics for you this summer in a way that has never been done before. But before we get started on today's topic of water witching, we wanted to inform you about our credentials, why you might care, and how this podcast came to fruition, because it's probably a little bit different than what you're used to hearing. First, I assume most people do a podcast because, well, it's something they want to do. Now, I am coming to you with a bachelor's degree in English literature and a master's degree in education. I have nearly a decade of teaching experience with grades 6 through 12, having taught in each one. I've worked in 3 different states for 7 different public schools under 8 different principals, teaching English, writing, ELL, Advanced Path, Read 180, and I've served as an ELL liaison. I've been published, written 2 novels, currently in the process of being published, edited professional and academic works, published a children's book, and I have experience teaching college writing. Now, I want to be honest here and tell you that we really, really did not want to do this podcast for several reasons. However, we did eventually say yes. And this is what we said yes to. I want you to hear from us what we said yes to so that you know what to expect from us, because we are not here to waste anybody's time. We said yes to presenting controversial information to you in a way that hasn't been done before. While you can tune in to listen to the topics on our podcast, you can also join us on Patreon, where we extend the verbal to the tangible. We said yes to presenting the truth and backing it with data. Each topic has been thoroughly investigated, with some topics containing decades of research obtained by us or someone involved in our network. We said yes to being open-minded and non-judgmental. And we said yes to our producers because they were relentless. They challenged us while expanding our perspectives, which caused us both to lean wholeheartedly into our faith, because we literally realized that once we said yes, that we were really gonna be screwed if a higher power didn't show up. So after 9 months of relentless pestering, I was finally convinced to do this podcast. But before I said yes, my conversation with one of our producers was something like this. I said, I really don't wanna do this podcast. I don't listen to podcasts, and quite frankly, I don't know the first thing about them. So why do you keep bringing up this podcast? And this is what I got. Anyone can do a podcast, but no one, the Kardashians, Joe Rogan, Taylor Swift, any president, past, current, or future, no one can do this podcast better than you and Penny because of the way you connect with people. So I said, All right, I'm sold. All right, fine, yes. Gracias, senor. Thanks for believing in me. Kudos, appreciate it. You think I'm all that. And our conversation ended with, Brandi, this has nothing to do with me believing in you. No one can ever communicate a message better than the person whose sole purpose signed up for the delivery. Let me say that again. No one can ever deliver a message better than the person whose sole purpose signed up for the delivery. Of course, I'm like, wait, what? Well, naturally, it's too late because he's gone. I guess you have that privilege when you're the producer, okay? So let me tell you a little bit about our lovely, fabulous Penny. She is one of a kind, okay? She is a lovely, lovely person, and I'm sure she will be with us the next podcast. Penny is a licensed professional clinical counselor with a Master's of Education in Community Mental Health, specializing in behavioral health counseling. She belongs to various counseling associations, including the American Counseling Association, And ultimately, at the end of the day, Penny is trained to help us improve our mental health and society's overall well-being. Now, Penny is one of the most caring and supportive, proactive mental health advocates out there today. I feel very confident when I say these things because her actions do wholeheartedly back up her words, as thousands can attest to. Penny is the change that we need, that we require, and that we demand in mental health today. And there will be more on that that you definitely won't want to miss when we hit our fifth podcast. Okay, folks, again, thank you so much for joining us. We do appreciate you. And we are going to get to the topic of water witching that I know you just can't wait to hear about. Some of you may have heard of it by other names like water finding, doodle bugging, so on, I guess, depending on your culture, your religion, your geographic location. Now, the purpose of water witching is, of course, as the name indicates, is to find water so that drilling can take place and use can be made of the water. Some people say this isn't real. Skeptics say it is a psychological response called ideomotor phenomenon, where the dowsing rod is responding to involuntary movements. Maybe it's coincidence or luck. In other words, nothing more than pseudoscience. Now, folks, this is something that I've been around all of my life, coming from a blue, small-collar community and living in the country. And because it is something that I witnessed growing up, it isn't something that I ever really questioned because it just always was. It was part of my normal. A little bit about the history of water witching, also called dowsing, in the Christian Bible, says it's been around for thousands of years, dating all the way back to an 8,000-year-old cave painting in Africa, in which you can see a man holding what looks like a forked stick for water. We hear about historical images representing water witching all over the world, including in the temples of Egyptian pharaohs and in old Chinese drawings. And in, during one of the worst droughts in California, dowsers sought out to find water and successfully did so. We have a story backing up to 1568, and we have the first account of this practice actually documented for us. Now, this was something that took place with, we have Saint Teresa of Spain. And this was in 1568, in which she was offered a site for a convent. The only issue was that there was no water supply. And that, of course, is an issue. However, we have Friar Antonio, who comes up with a stick in his hand, and he takes the stick and he walks and he makes some sort of motion that Teresa, having no knowledge of dowsing or never having seen it, takes to be the sign of the cross. Though she says she's not sure, but he does make some sort of movement with the twig, and he says, "Dig just here." Well, they did, and they found more than enough water. It was good for drinking, washing, and it never, ever ran dry. Now, Teresa, again, never having heard of this, called it nothing less than a miracle, because she witnessed it firsthand. And as far as we know, that may be the first historical reference to someone witnessing dowsing, in which we actually get the document in writing. Moving on from a little bit about the history to some of the tools that we have. There are various tools that can be used to perform witching. We have people even have used coat hangers, wire rods, pendulums, and of course the infamous tree branch. Now, I am very excited to be here with you to tell you that Penny and I got to experience ourselves witching, and as I said, it's something I'd always grown up seeing, but never having actually really tried to do it. Now, it's not something I can do on my own, but it was something that I was able to experience and feel on, which you can see on Patreon, with veteran dowser Alan. And you can check us out on Patreon, where you can catch Penny and I dowsing, where we will not just tell you a little more about it, but you can actually see what we do as well. So, we are here with you, and even though we were a little bit reluctant, we do feel blessed to be sharing this information with you, and the information covered on our podcast topics, they are truthful and they are data-driven. However, due to the controversy surrounding all of our topics, as well as the graphic nature of some of them described on the Sean Ray and Steve Michael 2024 Summer Pop-Up Podcast, followed by a visual on Patreon, parental supervision may be warranted. And with that, folks, let's move into what we witnessed when we actually got to try out dousing with Alan. All right, folks, I'm going to talk to you for a minute about what my experience was like dousing and what Penny's experience was as far as what she had to say to me and what I witnessed myself, since she's not here to give you the information herself. When I attempted dousing with Alan, I watched him do it first by himself. It certainly looked easy enough. I tried it and nothing happened. So then Alan and I held hands and we each held an end of the cherry branch. Immediately the stick went down. The tension was supernatural, nothing short of supernatural. One of the things that Penny and I had wondered about, and we ended up asking Alan about, was why he was holding our hands so tightly. He was squeezing our hands so tightly, we practically felt like they were going to break. Now, of course, there was no injury to our hands. There was no bruising, no actual injury, but just a very, very tight squeeze. And he informed us that he does that so that we can feel what he feels. So by squeezing our hand and us each holding on to the stick, we are somehow able to get the sensation that Alan gets when he douses. And he also informed us that when he squeezes our hand, he has the ability to know how strong the person can feel it. So when Penny and I did this, and again, we both have blood relatives that have been known to do it, he said when he did it with Penny, he said it was very strong. He said when he did it with me, it was so strong, he couldn't imagine that I couldn't do it myself. But as far as I know, I cannot. Now, another thing to mention is the placement of your hands when you're doing this. Through our research, we discovered that they talk holding your hands down, like facing the ground, holding them down. However, when we did it, we were holding our hands facing up towards the sky. And it made no difference. Alan said it doesn't really matter. For us, we thought, hey, we can have a better grip of the stick because we're going to keep this from going down. Of course, it really didn't matter for us which way our hands were facing. It was something that just was instantaneous and just absolutely incredible. Now, during that, if you check us out on Patreon, I do mention the tug, the force, the pull, whatever you want to call it, being stronger than the Incredible Hulk. Now, when I said that, I was not exaggerating. But someone on our staff said, you know, Brandy, I think you were exaggerating when you said stronger than the Hulk. I really couldn't believe she thought that because she was there to witness it. But I guess witnessing it is not the same thing as feeling it, right? Having the actual personal experience. And I said, I just can't believe that you think that because it's literally the understatement of the century. And I said, well, have you done this before? And she said, I did try it years ago and nothing happened. I said, well, I don't know who you tried it with or what was going on then, but there's definitely something happening here. So I said, why don't you try this with Alan and see what happens? She did try it. We were all there to witness it. She started laughing. I said, can you hold your arm up? She said, no. No, I couldn't. Well, when Penny watched me do it, she said, you know, I saw your arm shaking and I saw, you know, it looked like you were really, really trying to hold that stick up. She said, but Brandy, I've been working out. And I thought, she might not be able to hold that stick up, but I know that I can because I've been pumping iron and I know I got this. Well, folks, check it out on Patreon and you tell me if she's got this or not. Needless to say, the end result was not what she had expected. Okay, so there is no way. All the men in the world, all the human beings on the planet, you just can't touch a force that is not of this realm. It's like the stuff that heaven's made of. Now, because Penny isn't here to tell you about her experience herself, we did what we knew you'd want us to do. And we just grabbed someone from our staff, Christine. And we said, hey, Christine, have you ever witched before? Come here and try this with us. Take Alan's hand and try this. And so Christine is here with us to give you her input on what it was like. So thank you, Christine, for multitasking here at the Sean Ray and Steve Michael 2024 Summer Pop-Up Podcast. You just moments ago had your first experience dowsing. So Christine, tell us, have you ever tried dowsing before?
Not before today.
Not before today. Okay, so after watching me try it, did you think you would be able to do it and hold the stick up?
Yes.
Yes, you did. Okay. So I guess you thought you were stronger than both Penny and I. That was a surprise, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay, so what was the experience like for you?
Well, I thought for sure I'd be able to keep the stick up, and when it started to move, initially I thought, well, maybe Alan was moving it himself. And after a few seconds, I realized it wasn't him moving it, that it was moving downward by itself. It was trying to pull out of our hands.
Right.
Which is not something you would be able to do from the side.
And so, with all due respect, I know you're a Christian woman. So, do you believe that some people have the gift of dowsing after your experience and what you witnessed?
Well, biblical passages refer to the digging of wells or searching for water, but never mention dowsing specifically. But the Bible does mention divination being condemned, and some people believe dowsing is a form of divination. I believe that dowsing could be a gift from God if used for good and to help people, but just like any gift, it could be a sin if used improperly.
Thank you very much for that insightful, informative response. We appreciate that. We appreciate you. Okay, a little bit about what Alan had to tell us about this dowsing. It is something that he discovered he could do in 1980. And you will get all of this information on Patreon right from Alan's mouth. He saw a neighbor, wondered what they were doing, went over and asked about it, and the neighbor was dowsing, looking for water. And the neighbor asked Alan if he would like to give it a try. Alan gave it a try, and lo and behold, just like that, Alan could do it, and he's been doing it ever since with 100%, let me say that again, 100% accuracy. He will tell you that it's 95% accuracy. He's a humble gentleman, he is. He does tell us that he prefers to use a cherry branch, although seconds ago, we, you know, kind of ran into Alan and said, hey, do you mind real quick if you would do this with one of our staff members? And he did, and he didn't have his stick, of course, so he just went out, looked around, and just found a stick off the ground, and there we went with it. So the man can literally use anything. Like most of us, he has a preference, but it doesn't matter what it is or where it comes from. When you're authentic, you are authentic. He does talk about preferring the cherry tree branch or a pear tree branch because of the pull that he gets from it and because of being able to have a very good idea about the depth of the well. And this is, he says, as you're walking away with the stick, when he's walking with the stick, one might think that when he immediately has a pull that must mean it's stronger than when he has to walk a little further. But in fact, that is the complete opposite. When he's holding the stick and it goes down immediately, that indicates to him that it's not very strong. That's not necessarily somewhere you would want to drill because it happens so quickly. Now, if he's walking and something is pulling him, that's how he describes it, as pulling him off course. It is pulling it to him. He said that is where the strength lies. Something is so strong, it's not just immediately going down, but it is pulling him off course and making him come that direction. He knows that is going to be a strong well. He talks about walking away. When we walk away, when we hit the water, we start to walk away, the end of the stick will, you know, it tries to come down. So even after you've kind of surpassed that point, that stick wants that water, and hence it going down, 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 trying to almost go backwards. Now, once the stick gets straight again, then he says you can measure the distance to see how deep the well will be. Okay, the distance equals strength. Okay, so going down immediately, not good. Pulling you off course, good. As far as wanting to witch a well and finding good, sustainable water that does not run out. You got to check us out on Patreon, folks. You can see the fabulous Penny and I try this out and kind of go as in slow motion as we can so you can really get every detail. I think you'll really be in for a ride, folks. And when asking Alan what happens if you hold the stick and, you know, you won't let go, he says either his arms give out or the stick will break. So, incredible information there. It's definitely something you want to check out. And we are here every Tuesday morning at 2 a.m., available for download. Thanks for joining us where we aren't above you.
We aren't beneath you.
We're right here with you.